reports. Matt St. John's.
Thank you. My report will be pretty brief. I just wanted to mention a couple of personnel items. I've hired a new assistant executive officer who will be serving as assistant executive officer upon David Leland's retirement in mid-July. So Shinrei Lee is going to be the new assistant executive officer as of July 10th. Wanted to introduce, he was already introduced to you this morning by Diana, but Derek Magnuson is our newest staff engineering geologist working in our cannabis program. We also have a new environmental scientist working in our adaptive watershed management unit. Michael Lennox comes to us from UC Cooperative Extension, and Mike will be working on Scott and Shasta River TMDL implementation and the waiver programs in those two watersheds. I wanted to... oh, thank you. And Jonathan Lomerdam has been promoted, is our new restoration specialist. So he's certainly not new to our staff, but he's our new restoration specialist, which, as you'll recall, was one of the fundamental components of our new organizational structure, is having some specialists, and the restoration specialist is one of those. And we're really glad to have Jonathan in that position. Very briefly, won't spend too much time on it, but we're in store for a rough summer with this fourth year of drought. And the Scott River junior water right holders have already received curtailment notices in the Scott. That's based on the U.S. Forest Service's senior water right at the mouth of the Scott River. So I think that there are more watersheds in the North Coast region that are likely to see curtailments this summer. Having the Scott receive the curtailments this early in the season is a telltale. In the Russian River watershed, the Department of Fish and Wildlife and the State Board have issued a request for voluntary water saving efforts in Russian River tributaries in order to protect surface water flows in Russian River tributaries. It's starting as a voluntary effort. And so we're hopeful that there will be some local driven efforts to conserve water in those tributaries to prevent potentially future curtailments in those watersheds. And that's it for my report.
Fantastic. John, excuse me, John had to step out, so he asked me, sorry, Mr. Vice Chair.
That's okay.
Take the key. I got the keys to the car. So let's see. Board member requests for future agenda items?
I'd like to, on your last item, Matt, can you please keep us informed on the KFAT front and then on the drought front as we go forward through this summer? That's something that either do it through executive officer reports or in written, maybe on your written executive officer reports at some point, depending upon how this goes. We might have an agenda item, but I think we've got our agendas pretty well set. But maybe just keep us informed of what happens there.
Certainly will.
That'd be great.
Any other requests for future agenda items? Other items of interest?
We have plenty.
Seeing none, I believe our next meeting is, I believe, going to be a two-day, if I'm correct, which is mid-June, June 17th, 18th in Santa Rosa.
Actually, it's just June's just going to be a one-day meeting.
It'll be a one-day meeting in Santa Rosa on June 18th then. And with that, this meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you see that training?
I saw that training. He took the man. It's all on the wrist, man. It's all on the wrist.